Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Afternoon, rodeo fans and making eight maniacs. That's right. It's time for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making Eight, your official voice of Buckers Now. And I got to tell you, we got a fun one set up for you today. Obviously, we are still up here in Tennessee, but we're actually getting ready to head to Muscle Shoals, Alabama. And we're going to go hang out at least for a day or two, maybe even longer, with Raw Phil. So we're heading on down that way. We're getting ready. We're checked out of the hotel. We're sitting over here pulled off the road so we can talk with y'all, the fans, during the broadcast. And, shoot, I'll tell you what, though, we better hit the road pretty quick because I'm telling you, they got some bad weather headed over this way. But not as bad as what I'm hearing that Miss Kat Johnson's getting up there in the Northeast, as well as our good friend Brett Weldon over there in Oklahoma. Got up this morning, and that's all I saw was Oklahoma City. And, of course, we were just there a couple weeks ago, and they are under blizzard conditions. It is nasty out that way. So thank the good Lord that we're down here. It ain't too bad. A little cloudy. Had some rain this morning, just a little bit, but temperature's not too bad. It's about 55 degrees. So we're not doing too bad. I know that our good friend over there with Buckers Now, Mr. Matt Owen, I know that they're expecting that right around this time now, he should start getting hammered. They sent the kids home from school, and, yeah, y'all better hold on to your hats and get a grip. It's going to be a rank one out there. The weather is going to be bad, so why not sit here, tune in to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. We got your Cowboy Logic coming at you today, hopefully. If you guys have some for us, you want to throw it out there, be happy to throw it up. 646-915-9940. That's the number to call. Jump on the line here with us. I got to tell you, though, we set out yesterday to have this contest, and I threw out a questionnaire that I shouldn't have, and I have to apologize to the fans for that. But I'm going to tell you the story behind it anyways. The question was, I was promoting Zebra, and you guys were supposed to tell me how. You're supposed to email me at scottmesick@making8.com. Well, I got one email yesterday, and that was from Miss Helen. And she said, look, I have tried. I've watched the replay twice, and I can't figure out what it is that you're getting at. So I went back and actually looked at it and realized that it was not recorded. So because she went out there and sent it, we're going to issue her 500 Buckers Now points. So that's going to move her up just a little bit there in the points. And I want to say that I appreciate it, Ms. Helen, for going back and watching the replays a couple times to see what you could find out there for us. But I got to tell you the reason why we threw that question out there. Obviously, in the interview, I was wearing a jacket. That jacket was actually the 2010 Zebra Finals jackets that were issued. However, they issued two jackets, one for the Bull Riders and one for the Barrel Racers. And they were going to be so kind as to give Making Eight a bull riding jacket. However, they didn't have any in mediums. We did not know that. I did not know that until I got back at the end of the day, been wearing this jacket all day long, and realized that they had given me a barrel racing jacket. So here I am at the finals, day three, walking around supporting the barrel racers, which is a good thing. However, it was pretty embarrassing for a guy like myself to be walking around with a barrel racing jacket on. So that was where the contest kind of weighed in, and that was the joke was on me. It was an accidental deal, and we all got a good laugh at it at the end of the day. But, yeah, I even turned around and was flaunting it to everybody talking about the final jackets. And Jeff Canner sitting up there and didn't even say anything to me about it. So it was pretty funny. We got a big old chuckle over that one. I see that Miss Sandy is joining us here today. We had Miss Kat Johnson, and I'm not sure where she ran off to, but we've got to make mention her her book debuts today. So we have got to get out there and go check out her brand new book, Miss Kat Johnson. I see her popping right back there in the chat room. We also want to send some prayers to Sandy Graber, 2G Bucking, and her family. And, you know, I really hope that things work out for the best there. I know it's a rough time, and we want to send prayers your way. That's right. I certainly was. I was representing the Can Chasers out there. So we got to get down here into the show here, but before we do, we're going to kind of throw something at you here a little bit different. We've been looking for our cowboy logic for the day, and, of course, you guys know that Cody Burleson, PBR News for You, usually throws it out. He was real wrapped up yesterday, actually laying piles of salt in somebody's truck and was not able to get out there. So because he wasn't, he said he was going to try today, but he wasn't real sure, so we were able to get him on the line, so we're going to jump on here right now with him. Cody Burleson, how are you there, buddy?
Oh, not too bad, man. Scared to death. Roads are solid sheets of ice down here.
Well, I hear you, buddy. I hear you, man. I hear that it's getting cold up there, and some nasty weather is headed your way, man. Saw the news this morning. Oklahoma City is under blizzard conditions.
Ah, yeah, buddy. I'm ready to hunker down, but I got to make this quick, man. I got driving to do.
10-4, man. What you got for our cowboy logic for the day?
Well, I know I threw this out there last night on Twitter and on Facebook, but just in case the Making Eight Maniacs didn't get a chance to read it, if your nose is running faster than your horse, it's probably too cold for mounted shooting.
Yeah, that would certainly make some sense right there, man. Certainly makes some sense. Great cowboy logic for the day, and shoot, man, we always look forward to your cowboy logic. I don't even know how you got that thing. I think you just kind of acquired it, huh?
I don't know, maybe.
I hear you, buddy. I hear you. Well, listen, man, I know you're heading out on the road. Be careful out there, man. Drive safe, and we'll hopefully be able to catch you tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's a guarantee, buddy.
All right, man, we'll see you tomorrow then, Cody. Have a great day.
You too, Scott. Bye.
All right. Well, there you have it, Cody Burleson's cowboy logic for the day. PBR News for You. Y'all go check him out. We got phone lines open, so if you guys want to jump on board with us, we'll be happy to take your calls. Got to tell you, though, we're going to take a short break as we get ready to head on down to Muscle Shoals, Alabama. We got, we got about a two-hour drive there in front of us. We're going to sit back and just head on down that road before too long. We pulled off on the side of the road here at a gas station, go sit back and relax. But I'll tell you what, we're excited about it. Going to go down there and hang out for a couple days before we head over to Coleman, Alabama. And, hey, it's going to be a great deal. We got a weekend broadcast coming at you one more time for Making Eight. And Buckers Now, Saddle Barn, Humps and Horns. I'm telling you, it's going to be a wild one. So you guys stay tuned, get a grip. You listen to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making Eight.
folks. It's radio announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at Making8.com. No matter if you're passing his tie and a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's Making8.com. Get a grip.
All right. Welcome back to the Launch Out Rodeo Show right here with Making8, your official voice of Buckers Now. And I got to tell you, we've got some of the maniacs on board here with us. Of course, we've got Miss Sandy. How about Miss Donna? Good to see her in the chat room here once again. I know it's been a while, but we're happy for you. And I'm trying to figure out how much snow have you gotten there at the house there, Miss Donna. Obviously, it's probably keeping you in, but we saw the conditions there in Oklahoma City. Wow, 5 inches, man. I'll tell you what, that's a whole lot of snow. Y'all make sure to stay warm, bundle up. I know I'm heading over to Muscle Shoals, Alabama, which is why we threw out the little bit of Lynyrd Skynyrd that we did right there. And got to tell you, Humps and Horns, man, they are, you know, really working with Making8. You guys are going to see a lot of them. You're going to hear a lot about them. You guys make sure to go get and subscribe if you do not have already. If you do not have a subscription of Humps and Horns, it will give you the latest on the rodeos that are going on in your area. So you need to get over there and get a grip with it. They've got great articles and things like that, so make sure to step up. You know, speaking of Buckers Now, as we were talking about that, and of course, Miss Helen's going to get a 500-point bonus. You know, some of you guys that may have missed our show yesterday as we were talking about it, you know, if you go to Buckers Now and look at the homepage and you've got participation points, which I was at the top of the list until last night. But we are going to be giving away a Making8 Maniac belt buckle. It's going to be the first one that we're going to be issuing, and we're going to try to do it on a continuous basis. But it's going to be a Making8 Maniac belt buckle that's going to be given to the person with the most points at the end of the NFR this year. So you guys stay tuned throughout the whole season. Get over to Buckers Now, post pictures, comments, interact. That's how you're going to be able to get a grip. And that's how you're going to be able to get a grip on one of them buckles. So make sure to get over and do that. Now, I was in the lead as of yesterday, but that slipped away from me. We got a thing going between Joe Scully and myself, so we're trying to keep, you know, the whole rivalry going. Now, it's not too late for you guys to get up there, I can promise you. You get over and you recruit some fans, or you recruit some people over there, you get some big names maybe, that type of thing. I'll tell you what, we'll get you some points, and it's certainly going to help you all out. We're also going to be doing things throughout the season that are going to give you guys extra bonus points as well. We're going to start it off, like I said, Helen, for her efforts yesterday in trying to find out what the answer was to that question we had. She gets 500 bonus points right there. So hopefully that'll work out for her. Let's see. Well, you know, I see Miss Donna's comment there in the chat room. Hey, don't worry about trying to get out there to feed. At least during the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show now. We don't want you to break away. We got you here. So, as we're still out here on the road, we've got a long journey ahead of us. We're going to be out in Muscle Shoals for a few days. We're going to be over in Coleman, Alabama for the weekend. And who knows, we may or may not even be going home after that. Nobody did get that answer, Helen. That's the reason why you get the points for making the effort to even send us an email. So, anyways, that's where we're at. But, you know, I was getting some comments about folks asking how Miss Kelly and Miss Making8 was doing there at the house and if she was holding up the fort. So, with that being said, let's see if we can't get her on the line right here. Mrs. Making8, how about it?
Oh, hello. And hello to all the Making8 Maniacs for listening.
Well, hey, darling. How are things back home? The fans are eager to know.
They're good. They're good. I've been working all weekend. I've got today off. So trying to catch up on some cleaning.
I hear you. Well, you know, actually, one of the comments came in this morning from Miss Helen. Actually, asked if you were getting spoiled, being that I was gone. She was making a statement that you know, she's her ex, I guess, was a truck driver, and every time he left, things just seemed to run a whole lot smoother. So, is it the same for you?
I might get myself in trouble if I answer that question.
That's right. Well, it's like a vacation for me because I don't have kids screaming around and stuff, and I know you're still working hard because you're going to work for 12 hours a day and then working on the house and keeping up with the kids and, you know.
We got Cub Scouts tonight. We got a dance coming up. Our oldest one's going too. And
I know, right?
It's busy, but it's good.
Yeah, well, good. I'm pleased for that, and you know we're glad to be out doing what we're doing here, and hopefully, you know, I mean like I said, you know, you and I talked last night, obviously, and we were we were sitting there saying it may be 17 or 18 days before I get home, you know, off this road trip, but you know. When you look at the overall scheme of things, you know, it's really well worth it. And we're bringing the fans so much, and we're just enjoying it. And can't say enough about the fans that are supporting us. We just really appreciate it. And, you know, the cool thing is you guys, the fans, are getting an experience because you guys are part of our family, and we're taking you guys out here with us. So I see Ms. Crisco is actually asking a question. She says, are you ready for me to come home yet?
Oh, of course I am, but I'm ready and willing to wait for you to come home.
Whatever, how long
it takes for you to get here.
Yeah,
we talked about the possibilities of you being out on the road a lot with this picking up and things going really good for you, so I was prepared for it.
Yeah, well, you know, it's one of those things, you know, and it's like that with any business that you know, when you venture out and you're running a business, together, you know, I mean, you're going to have to spend time apart. You're going to have, because you're putting in so much dedication to it. It's a different story when you just get hired on, you know. But we're getting some good comments. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I've been eager for you to come home since the day you left and you told me you bought me something. Well, tell me what it is.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I got something on the road here when we was out and about up in Georgia. And, yeah. It's still in my bag. I came across it this morning, but you'll have to wait till you get home. So let's see.
I don't know if I'm more eager to see you or see what I got.
I know, right? Yeah, probably just to see what you got. But I some of the comments coming in talking about how tough you are, you know, and it does take a tough woman, and you know, to support somebody who's out here on the road and hitting the rodeos and things like that. I'm getting some comments in there now saying that I could tell them what the deal was that I got.
Well,
you know, and actually they're making mention about the barrel racing jacket, and unfortunately, no. I actually had to give that one back, but that was pretty funny. I told them about the whole story with me wearing the
barrel
racing
jacket.
Yeah,
that was hilarious.
Yeah, it was. The joke's on me. But speaking of jokes, right?
Yes.
Now, when I was out in Oklahoma, everybody knows that Ross Hill bombarded me at 2:30 in the morning with a practical joke that he laid a garbage can up against the door, and me knowing how Ross Hill is, you know, I knew that he would, you know, he was up to something. I only opened it partway, but I made the mistake of actually, after the water fell, you know, into the doorway, that what happened was is I opened up the door and got bombarded with about 16, 17 people in the room, and they were playing the guitar and keeping me up till about 5:30, 6 in the morning. So I said that we need to get him back. And for the maniacs that are tuning in, we're going to try this. Now, I have not tried to pull a fast one like this on Ross Hill, so I'm not sure how it's going to go. But, Kelly, you're on board with this, right?
I am.
Okay. Kelly and I have been sitting back and we've been talking. This is the way it's going to go. Ross Hill is obviously a bullfighter. But if you guys know and you guys have heard us talk about him, the guy sells cotton candy at just about every rodeo event he goes to. So with that, you know, we figured we would kind of try to find a way to incorporate it. So Kelly's going to call in and she's going to give Ross a name. tell her that she, or tell them that she's with a production company, and they produce different kind of venues. They do, you know, monster truck rallies, motocross, circuses, rodeos, that type of thing. And they got Ross's name from a Canadian producer, and said that he might be able to help out. That we're in a bind. That Ross needs to be in Tennessee tomorrow and Thursday for a circus. That they had to let the last guy go for exposing himself to some of the ladies there at the circus. So we figured with Ross being able to sell cotton candy, that it, you know, that he could possibly that we could possibly use his help. Now, I don't even know if Ross is going to answer the phone. I know that when I talked to him earlier, he said he's going to be out in the fields. He's got to get hay out to his cows and that type of thing. So we're going to try it. But we need you guys to kind of help us out, all right? So, Kelly, I don't be nervous. Let's go make this thing happen and have some fun, okay?
I'm going to do my best, but I've never pulled a prank on anybody before. You know that, so.
I know.
See how well I
know.
Do this.
But, we'll see. I think you'll be the perfect one for it, okay? So let's see if we can make this deal happen. Everybody says that they know you can do it. All right, we're dialing, so.
Hello.
Hi, is this Ross?
Hello. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Ross. Hi, this is Christine Jones. I'm with RWA Productions up in New York. I got your name and number from a producer in Canada. He said that there was a possibility you might be able to help me out. We produce different events like motocross, rodeo, circuses, different events that we're putting on. And I'm in a tight bind. I was in a tight bind, and I was told that you might be willing to be able to help me out. I have an event the next couple days in Tennessee, and we had to let someone go for the moment. We had an issue with one of our employees exposing himself. So I was wondering if there was any way I could talk you into possibly going up to Tennessee and filling in for him. I'm sorry?
Oh, no. Is it to fight bulls?
No, it's not to fight bulls. It's actually kind of like one of the circus events. It's not the full circus. It's more towards the circus event. But we need somebody who can sell cotton candy and stuff. And this guy who was with the rodeo production in Canada told us that you sell – I know you're a bullfighter, but he said you also sell cotton candy at your to help you raise money for your rodeos.
Right, right. Just got around all the way to New York. Well, I guess it's a small country, huh?
Yes.
All right. Well, let me ask you this: what all do you need me to sell? Just like, what's the deal?
Now, as a bullfighter, do you wear the makeup and get dressed up? Because if you could like dress up a little bit, we'll put on some makeup and sell some cotton candy, talk to some kids, shake hands. We give you a profit of the cotton candy, and we'll give you a bonus for coming up.
Okay, what kind of bonus are you talking about?
$300 a day.
All right, how many days is it? When does it start? Where's the day in Tennessee?
It's for 2 days. It's for Thursday and Friday.
Thursday and Friday?
This Thursday and Friday. He told us you were pretty close to where we need you at, so...
Okay, where's the town at in Tennessee?
The town in Tennessee is, let me look here. It's Athens, Tennessee.
Athens?
Yes.
Hey, do you know where Athens, Tennessee is at? East Tennessee, or is it over here? Is it above Chattanooga, above Georgia? Is that kind of where it's at?
I'm sorry, I'm not sure. I'm up here in New York trying to find somebody to fill in this spot.
I'll look. I'll tell you what, you can count me in. I'll tell you what I got, though. I got a rodeo Saturday night in Coleman, Alabama. That's in North Alabama. It's only like 45 minutes from Tennessee. Is it possible that I come Friday? Is it an all-day event, or is it a night event, or what?
Well, what I might be able to do is I might be able to pull one of my other guys out if I can get you to do it possibly Wednesday and Thursday.
I can
have my other
Thursday
guy who's doing Wednesday and have him do Friday.
Okay, and I need to bring a cotton candy machine as well. I usually only charge like $3 or 2 for $5 for my cotton candy. And I know like the circus, they charge like $8, $9, sometimes even more for bags of cotton candy. So
yeah.
I don't know if if I can get that out of my cotton candy. I don't know if what y'all have in mind or whatever, like you know what I'm saying. But I definitely be into help you guys out and make a little bit of money at the same time. I got to pay my PRCA fines. I'm fined up in the PRCA, and I got to get those paid before I can go to the Extreme Bulls in South Florida, and that's like at the end of February. So I do need to come on, girl. I do need to do something. I'd be glad to help you guys out. Just I don't really know exactly what we're looking for. You know what I mean?
Can you hear me now?
Hello.
Do you have like the big shoes, the red nose, anything like that?
No, I don't have no big shoes or red nose, but like I might paint a red nose. I probably could buy one at the Dollar General.
Yeah.
Y'all don't have any party clowns?
Yeah, we do. We have some.
All right, cool. Well, I'll tell you what. Can I call you back? I'm fixing to lose you in this little area I'm in. So let me call you right back, and I'll check Athens, Tennessee, and see where it's at and everything. What time of hours? Like, what are the hours in the day and stuff?
It's from 9 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock in the afternoon.
6 o'clock in the afternoon?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. I could for sure do Wednesday and Thursday, and I may could do Friday like half a day or something. I might could even bring somebody up that could do Friday instead
okay,
of
well,
me
let
or
me,
whatever.
Let me talk to the gentleman down there in Tennessee and see what they would need.
Okay, talk to them guys.
Ross Hill.
What's up, dude?
I was coming on.
Dude, I was fixing to be in. I was in to win, dude. I was fixing to turn Coleman straight out. I was like, hold on, $300 a day? I said, I ain't even got to fight bulls. Seriously. When she told me, hey, I need to get some profit off the cotton candy, I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. You're going to get some profit off the cotton candy. I don't know. You got this all backwards. You called me from New York now. Come on. Like, I ain't giving you no profit off of my – you ain't getting no profit – or, excuse me, you ain't going to give me no profit off of my money, you know.
Rolf, man, I had to find a way to get you back, brother, for Oklahoma.
that ain't even close to got back yet. What is who all on the phone? That's what a fuzzer know it.
That's Kelly right there. She called in. It's Kelly. She called in from Florida. My wife.
Kelly who? Oh, hell. Oh, boy, I wish that was her. I wish I'd have known that was her. Is Kelly, you still on the phone?
I'm still here.
Oh, girl. I ain't even going to say nothing because I know we're on live radio right now, so I'll keep that on the spot. I'm going to let y'all hear this bull crap. I'm sitting here busting ass in the rain, hooking hay up, strapping hay down. Here I am trying to make an extra $600 this week, pay my PRCA fines off. You know what I'm saying? Here, I don't let it all hang out on the line. I was going to buy a free... I was fixing to get me some fluffy shoes and a red nose and a heartbeat.
For sure, Ron. Well, hey, man, I'm getting ready to head down there. I'm actually on the road now, so we'll see you down there in a little bit. All right, brother, man?
All right, cool. Yeah, when that happened, when the Sweet Home Alabama come on, I was like, you know, I hope that's her text message because we might be getting married.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome, Ron. Hey, man, you know I love
all
you.
Right.
That was worth it, dude. I appreciate it.
Good job. Thumbs up to you, dude. You got me plain as day. I got to get my radio show set up like you got yours where I can call people on weird numbers.
Yeah, 10-4,
man.
Man.
It works out good. Yeah, when I call from my phone, you know, it's automatically a joke. Where are you going? Go
right.
Go to Spring Valley, feed them cows. No, Spring Valley. All right, dude. Well, I'm gonna let you go. Hey, I got the cotton. I got the daggum coyote hole set up.
Yeah, cool, man.
Wait, no.
All right, brother. We'll be down there in a little bit.
All right, see you, dude.
All right, see you.
Bye, Ross.
All right, Kelly. Hey, you did fantastic. You could not have done any better on that deal. That was classic.
He started asking me questions I didn't have an answer to, and I'm trying to think up answers real quick. Like, where's that?
No, we
didn't think about a town. I'm like, oh crap.
You did great there. You did absolutely great there. That was perfect. Oh, that was so much fun. Wow. Yeah, you know,
I understand why people pull pranks. That was fun.
Now, the only problem with it is I'm going to be there in a couple hours to hang out with him. But we're going coyote hunting tonight, and I don't know if he's going to end up shooting me instead. So that was great, honey. I'm so proud of you. And, hey, we'll do it again here before too long. We'll find somebody.
Oh, my goodness.
Everybody in the chat room is posting up saying that you could sell ice cubes to an Eskimo. You did great.
Oh, good.
All right, honey. Well, listen, I'm going to let you go so we can get on down the road here, but thank you very much for playing along. That was great.
Not a problem. I'll talk to you in a little while.
All right, honey. Love you.
Love you, too. Bye, making eight videos.
All right, guys. Hey, that was classic. Oh, I could not have gotten somebody else to somebody better to do that job. Wow. She was perfect. Ross was ready to pack up. He was going to call off Coleman, Alabama, and go buy himself some big red, big shoes and a red nose, get out there and sell cotton candy. Oh, man, that is perfect. That is so perfect. I love it. Absolutely love it. Y'all are great. That was so much fun. So that made my day because after that son of a buck got me down there in Oklahoma, yeah, I had to get him back somehow. I needed to get him back somehow. So I'm glad you guys got a kick out of that deal. Hey, that's life on the road right there. When you're traveling with your rodeo buddies, you always playing jokes on them. And this time the joke was on Ross Hill. But, hey, he even gave us credit and said that it was a good job. You know, we did. We played it out pretty well. I was trying to come up with a good thing to get him on, and we got him. So love it. Love it. And I'm glad that you guys got a good laugh of it, you know, despite some of the things that are going on. You know, some of our favorite bull riders are banged up and recovering and things like that. I'm glad you're able to get a laugh out of it. So, you know, in these times, you know, when they're tough and, you know, Sandy's having a hard time, she, you know, got a good laugh out of it. It makes it worth it for us. So I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. But I think we're going to take another short break. When we come back up, We'll see what else is rolling along right here. I'm gonna actually get out on the road a little bit. It's starting to get a little nasty out here, so I want to get on the road. But I'll talk to you guys as we head down. So don't go anywhere. You listen to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Megan 8.
Sweet. best get my name right when you put it on the check, yeah. Well, I ain't gonna be an Amarillo by morning.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin 8 is a winner.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Makin 8. And I'm telling you what, we just got a piece of raw sale, and I love it. I think it was great. Great job, Mrs. Makin 8, for jumping on there and helping us out. Telling you, it was a lot of fun. Now, I'm seeing some of the comments that came in during the break. And, you know, of course, we've got Miss Donna jumping in there. But, you know, the reason why Miss Donna is there is because, well, shoot, the actual chat room or the Air Force base is closed down. Now, how about that for national defense? What happens if something goes on and they need to jump out there? We have no national defense right now on a snow day. That's not good at all. Just make you think. But, no, anyways, we're having a great time down here as we head on down the road, heading to Muscle Shoals, Alabama, going to go hang out with Ross Hill, and we're going to go hunting tonight. We're going to go coyote hunting, I guess. I don't know. I've never been there, so. So, okay. I see the comment that came in now there from Miss Donna about it's a training base. Well, that's all well and good, but don't you think that maybe they might miss something good in their training day today? Like, you know, I don't know, how to shoot somebody right or, you know, how to defend our nation. You know, I know the Air Force, they only have, like, what, 3 days of training. So for them to miss a training day, that could hurt them, right? But, no, I'm just fooling with you. We all know how the Air Force is, and we love them for what they do. But, yeah, we're just cruising on down the road now. I got about a few more miles. I'll be on I-65 southbound, heading on down there towards the Alabama side of things. But right now we're actually still up here about the Nashville side of things. We got about a two-hour drive here in front of us, and shoot, we're just going to get on down the road. I wish we had the camera set up, but unfortunately we don't. We had some unforeseen issues that occurred over the weekend, and unfortunately my brother wasn't able to stick around, so we don't have him helping us out with the cameras. We're kind of flying solo here, but we're going to get a grip, and we'll get it done for sure. You can count on it. We've already got guys lined up to do the video stuff for us there in Coleman, and we've got the possibility. We're looking at trying to get to North Carolina, but we're not real sure if we'll be there or not. Let's see. Oh, I see that everybody's getting their daily dose of Makin 8, and I'll tell you what, we love you for it. You know, if it wasn't for you fans, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing here and be out on the road like this. It's you guys that are you know, really making this thing what it is, and we do appreciate it. And you guys will get yours, I promise you. Like I said, the biggest thing right now, the participation with Buckers Now. If you guys get over there and get a grip with that, get over and start posting some pictures. You can interlink your Facebook and send your fake Facebook pictures and all that over there. Let's get some points on board. You know, let's go over there and interact in the group pages. Let's really get a grip with this deal so that way we can get you guys the points, because I don't want to have to give Joe Scully on Makin 8 Maniac buckle. I think that one of you guys deserve it, so we'll have to get those points up there. If you refer somebody, especially from somebody from Australia, Brazil, something like that, you get them on board, that's like 5,000 points. If you get somebody in the top 40 in the PBR or somebody in the standings with the PRCA, that's another huge jump that can put you up there. Also, I think if you recruit a legend, rodeo legend, Hall of Famer, you get some major points there. So, you know, you guys have got to get over there and interact with it. And, you know, if you got questions, I know Matt will help you out. He's been so daggone busy with us, though, and we sure appreciate everything he's done to make this thing possible for you guys, the live event center and all that. You can definitely thank Matt Owen at Buckers Now for that. Got to tell you, though, Humps and Horns is jumping on board with us. If you guys are not aware, there's going to be some stories printed in there about the Zebra Finals, courtesy of Makin 8. You guys get over there and subscribe to Humps and Horns right now. It's not too late to get over there and get your issues that will be coming out And you're going to see a lot of stuff printed up there about Macon 8, some of the things that we've been out to. You're going to see the storylines on to kind of get some more incentives, some more behind the scenes on what's going on out there. So make sure to go get over there. Humpsandhorns.com. And anyway, I believe we're going to start winding things down. We got about 15 minutes left in our show. Still, we're going to take anybody's call, 646-915-9940, and we'll be happy to jump on there with you. Let's see. Yeah, I see some of the comments coming in about the references and all that. Well, shoot, you know, I mean, Macon 8 and Butker's now teaming up. I'm like, shouldn't I get some points for that or what? But we're still trying to hash out those things. You know, I kind of got an extra incentive, but, hey, I want to work for that Buckle too now. So you'll see, you know, we're going to be posting a lot more picks. We're going to be sending some tweet updates that will be sent over that way. And, shoot, yeah, we're going to get a grip with this deal. I'm excited about it. And, you know, I see that Helen is saying that she gets an error. It's now, are you talking about for the Humps and Horns website? It's Humps and H-U-M-P-S and Horns.com. So that should, yeah, there you go. There's the link right there. Miss Barbara taking care of it once again. She's our link. She's our link girl. And we sure appreciate it. But we're going to throw out some more contests, some more things for you here in the near future. But in the meantime, we've actually got a caller on the line right here, so let's see if we can't get him on. 513 area code, you're on the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
Hey there, Scott. It's Shannon.
Well, howdy, Miss Shannon. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. I was just feeling left out. Even Donna's online today, and I'm still at work and can't get on and chat with y'all, so I just thought I'd buzz in for a minute and say hey.
Well, hey, we got to check in with you anyways. How was Indianapolis?
Indianapolis was great. I had not been to Conseco Fieldhouse yet, and I was really impressed. I love Conseco Fieldhouse. It was really nice.
Very cool. Very cool. So I know that you really did another fantastic job. The LEC was down for the PBR. So you were able to get out there and send some tweet updates on the scores and what was going on. The fans really appreciate that.
Well, I have a blast doing it. It's actually kind of fun. You know, my husband went with me, and my best friend, all the girls know her, Mama Bird, on Twitter, and her husband, we took them for their birthdays up there. You know, but we got no benefit from it at all. It was for their birthdays.
Oh, wow.
It was funny because she was writing down the scores on the day sheet, and I'm grabbing her cell phone and taking pictures and sending out the twit pics from her phone while I'm also trying to tweet the writers and scores off my phone. And my husband's like,
wow.
You need me to hold one of those because he does not know how to tweet. So.
Yeah, the fans in the chat room are saying that you got Twitter finger disease.
Yes, actually, it's hilarious. I send him a picture every time I do this. The outsides of, well, I guess it's the inside of my hand, but the outsides of my thumbs actually turned flat, and my thumb looks deformed for like a day from
wow.
Hitting all the buttons on my BlackBerry. It's hilarious. But my hands were so cramped yesterday. I've been popping my thumb knuckles like crazy.
Wow. Well, you did a fantastic job. Everybody says that you are their hero for being able to update and keep everybody up to date on their, you know. I only got to catch the replays, and I completely missed Sunday's broadcast because we were obviously up here in Tennessee. And it's a shame that we weren't able to get you to come down here and hang out with us. We had a great Zebra Finals. But, you know, we understand, you know, you got to go where the fans want to go, and you had your friends going out there for the birthdays and whatnot. So, understandable.
Oh, yeah. We had a blast. It was a good time. And, I love sending out the scores for everybody. I'm glad I could actually do it and get it out there. You know, with Verizon, I have an awesome signal when I go to events, so I generally don't have any problems getting everything out. So, yeah, I don't mind doing it. I'm glad to keep everybody up to date. You know, I know the LEC has just been beyond sucky lately, so, you know, we have very few options. And, you know, when you're trying to keep up with stuff, and NBC cut us short on time and Versus delayed us on the broadcast, so it was just a mess. But Saturday
right.
night was hilarious because all my tweethearts have been bombarding Flint on Twitter, you know, telling him,
right,
hey, you know, Shannon's putting out all the scores. She did it 3 days in New York, and she's doing Indianapolis, you know, fan of the night going on. And I had told the, you know, all those tweethearts when I got there, I sent a picture of the guy sitting in front of me. It was this gentleman who had on what I called the pimp daddy hat. It was black, huge, with silver skulls all over it. And he was
okay,
blocking my view, so I made him move. And when Flint got around to doing his stand of the night, he said he had a few people he needed to acknowledge, and one was a group of drunks down by the chutes because, you know, they were just rowdy. He said,
right,
and I got another one. He said, I can't give you fan of the night. He said, but you rock. He said, you've got it going on. You got it all done. He said, this person's been sending out tweets at every event she goes to give everybody the scores because a live event center ain't working. He said, we got to give it up for Shannon. And
wow,
he had me stand up, and, you know, crowd acknowledged me. And then when he picked fan of the night, it was right, you know, he was sitting in front of me. So when he come up and he gave me big hugs and telling him, he said, now you send them messages and tell him that I acknowledged you out here.
Right. And you know what? I actually heard that you were on TV when they did do the fan of the night out there.
Yes, I was on the TV when they did the fan of the night. So, and Mama Bird actually had DVR'd it while we were gone. So we got to see it when we got home. And thank goodness it was my good hair day night. So we were all good.
Right. Well, did you smile pretty? You should have said, hey, this is for the Making Eight Maniacs. We'd have loved to have had it.
Well, I was all intent on getting a sign made up for McKinnon. And I'd had a party during the week. And, just so much stuff going on, and I had a hockey game for military appreciation on Friday night, and we left Saturday morning, so I just did not get my sign done, and I was so bummed. I even took stuff with me trying to get it done in Indianapolis and did not have enough time to get it done.
Wow.
Otherwise, we'd have had it on the screen because it had been right there. I was like, oh, man, I missed an opportunity there.
I hear you. Well, I'll tell you what, are you going to be looking forward to tuning in this weekend to Making Eight a little bit and watching our broadcast?
Yes, I will be sitting there with my granddaughter in my arms listening to you, and I'm going to put her in the sling so I have both hands free to chat.
Well, make sure you get over there on Buckers now. I don't know if you've seen any of the replays of the Zebra Finals. But
I caught a little bit last night, but I was my main goal last night was to listen to your radio show from yesterday, so I got that done.
Right. Okay. Well, if you go back and watch the video broadcast from the I'm about ready to miss my exit here if I don't get over.
Just send me a tweet and tell me what to see.
I'm not supposed to tweet and drive. I'm better off on the Bluetooth just talking, you know. But if you go back and watch the video broadcast, you'll see that Luke Kaufman and Jeff Wolf, the announcers down here for the Zebra Finals, as well as Matt Merritt, our barrel man, really, you know, interacted with the fans that were at home during the broadcast. It was really fantastic. And we're going to see more of that this weekend here in Coleman. We've got the live event center that will be posted with the chat room right there on Buckers Now. So you guys make sure to get over there and do that. It'll be a whole lot of fun, and we'd love to have you guys over there.
Oh, I'm definitely going to jump on board with that. That sounds like fun. And I'll let you do your exit and say hey to all the tweethearts and everybody on the chat room. I'm sorry I can't be on there with you.
You betcha, Shannon. Well, hey, thanks for calling and giving us an update there on Indianapolis, and thanks for what you did for all the tweethearts and the Making Eight fans out there.
I have a blast doing it, and you drive safe and be careful on the road.
Yes, ma'am. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
All right. Well, there you go. Miss Shannon Taylor. Taylor Truck and Auto right there in Independence, Kentucky. You guys get over there and check her out. Tell her thanks for what she did for all the fans, all the tweethearts, all the PBR fans. You know, she was the woman there in charge. She definitely laid down the law and got those posts out there for all of you fans, and we sure do appreciate it. But that's going to wrap up our show here for the day. Got to let you know, tomorrow's show is on as scheduled, but I can't tell you who we're going to have or what we're going to talk about. I can tell you that we're down here with Ross Hill, so there ain't no telling. But, we're looking forward to having a good time. We did get some Cowboy Logic, Miss Donna. Cody Burleson already called in here to the chat room and gave it to us early today. And, Yeah, unfortunately, he had to get on down the road, so he gave us the call a little bit early today. Y'all have to go back and listen to the first part of the show to do it. And like I said, thank you guys for helping us, Kelly and I, giving us support for that prank call there with Ross Hill. Was absolutely perfect. Had a great time. And shoot, well, until tomorrow, you guys get a grip. We'll see ya.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. 'Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this water, she'll still ride. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. Can't resist my resist all, it's black as a nightfall. My boots are leather and mine. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm full of, I look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show. And girl, and confused. 8 seconds can seem like a day, but stay out of my way, 'cause I come to play. And 8 seconds is all that I'll say. Can't resist my resist all, it's black as a nightfall. My boots are leather now. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. I love a girl with a tramp stamp, a double dock and boat ramp, and whiskey shaking, never stir. Tank tops and flip flops, those all night long truck stops, and beer when it's cold and that's free. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as a nightfall. My boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. This rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. No, girl, there won't be no doubt. I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man.
Five-time world champion Rob Smits. You're listening to MakingEight.com.